I finally figured out the Bush administration's foreign policy. To so discredit foreign interventionism that we'll from now on mind our own business. Here we are 3 years after the war and people still don't know, why is America in Iraq anyway?
If you tuned in to hear Republican versus Democrat, you're going to be disappointed.
So I guess the administration figured, well, if they hate us because we're free, we'll just have to get rid of the Bill of Rights. And then that way, we can keep all our troops in Saudi Arabia. How the hell can we export liberty to the Middle East when we don't even have any liberty left to export? So Bloomberg says that Iran is 16 days away from a nuclear bomb. Gordon Prather, who spent his entire life making nuclear bombs for the government of the United States, he tells me, oh yeah, 16 days. Well, sure, 10 years from now, they'll be 16 days away from a bomb. Okay, thank you, Bloomberg. Thank you, Dr. Prather. Freedom is free. It's expensive to take it away. Why does everybody just assume that their good idea must be the law? Our freedom is more important than your good idea. If your idea is so good, then you ought to just suggest it to us all and we'll follow it because it's a good idea. The fact that you want it to be the law to force everybody to go along might be a clue that it's not such a good idea in the first place. Well, apparently the people of New York City have forgotten September 11th. You hate America if you don't vote to give the executive branch total power? And if you don't like it, you can leave. This is America. This is the land of liberty. I am the patriot, not you. Of all the despicable things that have taken place in this country over the last few years. So according to the March 15th Time magazine, we're switching sides again. We're going to go ahead and reinstall the BOTUS now. What? Why not just call off the trial and put Saddam Hussein back in power? Forget this whole thing ever happened. All our guys will be safe behind Sunni lines by the time we bomb Iran. It's a great plan. Is it just a coincidence that John Ashcroft announced these bogus charges against Jose Padilla from Moscow? Then when the judge said, this is a pretty interesting case, why don't you bring the defendant before me? They said, sorry, judge, we already turned him over to the Navy. The CIA is keeping ghost prisoners at former Soviet gulags in Romania and Poland. It's only been 15 years since the wall came down. You know what? Let's go ahead and reopen former Soviet gulags. That'll really prove to the world that we have their best interest at heart as we set their countries on fire from the air. Create a new black market every day and then declare a war on whatever's being traded in our black market.
Now, what a joke. The fact that Bush's speechwriters can't do any better than that, I don't expect any better from him, but that's the best his speechwriters can do? They need to rehire David Frum, I guess, up there. Let's go ahead and talk to Rich in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, George says one time, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that we're brothers with the Muslims. We all have the same God.
Actually, that would be one of the few things I would agree with him on if he did say that.
You would agree with him on that?
Man, if you know anything about Islam, you know that they're monotheists, too. And they believe in Christianity, too. They just have one more prophet after you guys.
Let me read a little bit out of the Quran for you.
No, I'd rather not. Okay, go ahead. Read me from the Quran.
I only got like about three verses here, three or four.
Oh, just three or four verses.
Yeah, the first one I find blasphemous to the Christian faith, just like they probably found our Bible blasphemous to their Muslim faith. In Surah 9, number 157, quote, that they say...
Yeah, anyway, the fact is, the Muslims call Christians people of the book. They believe in the Bible, too. They believe in the one God of the Israelites, too. They are the children of Abraham, too. I love this. What's our biggest problem with George Bush now? He says we're brothers with the Muslims. Oh, that Muslims are people, too, and that we ought to consider them as equals to us. Oh, God, I hate that George Bush. Boy, I knew there was something about him I didn't like. Muslims are people, too. Ah, how dare he. Have you ever met a Muslim? Why don't you meet a Muslim? Why don't you try breaking bread with someone who believes in Islam and have a conversation with them and ask them and see what they'll tell you? Because you know what they'll tell you? They believe in Jesus. They're people of the book, too. Or at least they consider you people of the book. So I guess you don't have to repay the respect if you don't want. This is the Weekend Interview Show, and we'll be right back.
You're a very articulate, very intelligent person. you know, I hate to consider you an enemy, but you are.